好，我们今天要讲的题目是牧养到底报答主爱。
So the title for today is Keep on Pastoring in Response to God's Love.
我们来读一段来读约翰福音的21章。
Let's read Gospel of John chapter
21. 但经文比较长，我们先读1到14节。
So we will start to read verse 1 to 14 first in your own language.这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现记在下面。有西门彼得和称为底土马的多马，并加利利的迦南人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。他们说，我们也和你同去。他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200爪，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个敢问他，你是谁？因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
好，我们请祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们来赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
主，你的爱是何等的美好。
How good, how wonderful is your love.
主，你的恩典是何等的美好。
How wonderful is your grace.
主，我们要报答你。
Lord, we want to repay you.
主，我们要用牧养来报答你。
We want to repay you through discipleship.
主，你来帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
透过这段经文。
Through these scriptures.
更明白你的爱。
We understand your love more.
好，让我们知道当行的路。
So that we know the way we walk on.
听我们祷告。
You hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
21章的第一节，这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。
Verse 1, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciple.
这些事是什么事呢？
What happened after what?
这些事就是门徒呢，撇下一切，然后跟随耶稣三年半之后。
Disciple left everything they had, and then they followed Jesus 3.5 years.
这些事也包括后来耶稣被抓了，然后门徒就四散，连这个彼得都三次不认主了。
So after Jesus was taken, actually the disciples were scattered and Peter disowned Jesus 3 times.
好，这些事也包括呢，是耶稣的门徒犹大呢，他把耶稣卖掉，然后他得到这个钱，但是后来有愧疚感，他就自杀死了。
So it's also included that one of the Jesus' disciples, Judas, he betrayed Jesus, he sold him, and then he got the money, but then his conscience struck him, so he decided to hang himself.
好，所以走到这个时间点的时候呢，其实门徒呢，心中是充满很多负面的感觉的。
So at that point, the disciples were full of negative emotions.
第一个，充满了惧怕。
The first one, they were filled with fear.
耶稣被抓，然后被钉十字架。
Jesus was taken and then was crucified.
没错，他复活了，但是在官府的角度来讲呢，耶稣还是个罪犯，官府会继续来压制这个信仰。
Truly, he did arise from the dead, but because the government still considered him a dead, so the government was still trying to persecute all the disciples.
第二个，门徒充满了贫穷的感觉。
Also, the disciple was full of the sense of poverty.
因为在门徒里面，管奉献、管财务的是犹大。
Because Judas was in charge of all the money.
然后犹大死了。
But Judas died.
钱不知道到哪里去了。
What happened to the money? They didn't know.
没钱了。
They had no money left.
人也散了。
And people were scattered.
没有人再奉献这个财物了。
No one offered to the disciples.
贫穷。
So they were in poverty.
第三个是羞耻。
The third one, they were in sense of shame.
耶稣被抓之后，门徒就全部跑了。
Because Jesus was taken, though all the disciples were scattered.
这个你跑了我也跑了大家就差不多。
So everyone deserted.
但是对彼得是最不容易的。
But to Peter, that was most, the hardest thing to take.
因为耶稣知道他会三次不认主。
Jesus already said that he would disown him three times.
彼得就大声说怎么可能
And Peter would just shout aloud and say, no, it's not possible.
我可以跟你一起死的。
I can die with you.
话讲完没多久他就真的三次不认主了。
But not long after that, he did disown Jesus three times.
然后他就非常的羞耻。
So he was in great shame.
就是在这样的状况。
They were under that circumstances.
耶稣就出现了。
Jesus appeared.
门徒在这个时候呢，他们就讲好要一起去打鱼。
So the disciples decided they would go fishing.
好，因为要有食物吃嘛。
Because they need some food.
好，然后他们就忙了一整夜。
So they worked all night.
好，什么也没有。
But they caught nothing.
这个时候他们身上有一个很大的挫败感。
So they felt they were frustrated.
就是我是专业的渔夫。
So I am a professional fisherman.
好，我们这一群人有至少有四个专业的渔夫。
Among them, there were at least four professional fishermen.
然后我们搞了一整个晚上呢，什么事都没有发生。
And they worked all night, but they couldn't get anything.
这个是挫败。
So they were frustrated.
然后忙了一整个，就是熬夜一整晚。
So they worked all night.
累了。
They were tired.
也饿了。
And they were hungry.
这个时候呢
？At that time.
耶稣出现了。
Jesus appeared.
第五节，耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”
Verse 5, he called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" No, they answered.
我现在要请这一边哈，最后一排的男生，请你们起立。
Can we ask
我看看有几个
the man on the last row on this side
就是这边的
to stand up from your seat?
弟兄，赶快站起来，
Others,
站起来
，Hurry up!
最后一排，最后一排
，The last row.
只有你一个吗？
One, two.
七个，我要七个。
Do we have seven brothers at the end?
后面的七个，好，伟贤，好，一二三，还有吗
？Any more?
好，四个，五个，六个，
Six.
再来一个，一二三四五六七啊，够了 ，OK。
OK。
好，请你继续站着。
Please remain standing.
我告诉你发生什么事。
I will tell you what happened.
他们在那么远地方捕鱼。
So they were fishing like that far away.
我跟大家讲，这个没有很远。
It's not that far from here to there.
童工量过了，这个叫做26公尺。
So it's only 26 meters.
耶稣离岸边呢是200肘，是100公尺。
But Jesus was about 100 meters from the shore.
就是说呢，到狮子岩儿童教会的讲台才50公尺而已。
To the pulpit in the Lion's Roar is only about 50 meters.
然后再一倍。
And then it's double that length.
感谢神，我们现在就只有26公尺。
Now it's only 26 meters.
那我当作耶稣，我就问你们有吃的没有，你们就说没有。
So I'm Jesus, and then I ask you, you know, do you have anything to eat? No.
明白哈。
Okay, can we do that?
那我就不用麦克风哦。
So I will not use the microphone from now.
小子们，你们有吃的没有？
Do you have any fish? No, they answered.
Okay, 好，谢谢你们。
Thank you.
实际上是100公尺耶。
But in reality, in fact, it's like 100 meters.
我第一次发现呢，耶稣的重气很十足啊。
You can see that Jesus had a strong voice.
我们想一个问题哈。
We think about one thing.
耶稣为什么要问门徒呢？
Why did Jesus ask the disciples?
难道他不知道吗？
Did he not know?
耶稣知道啊，他凡事都知道啊。
Jesus knows. Jesus knows everything.
那难道他需要鱼吗？
Did he need fish?
其实他也不需要鱼，因为他自己就已经有了，他随时都可以的。
So he didn't need any fish. He could have got it himself.
所以他为什么问说你们有吃的没有呢？
So why did he ask them, "Do you have anything, any fish?"
其实他就是在表达关心。
So he's like expressing his care to them.
然后呢，他也要帮助门徒了解，对我什么都没有。
So he wants the disciple to know that yes, we have nothing.
而且我。大声地说没有
And then I shout out loud and say No, we haven't got any
我没有
No, I haven't got any
就是这样
That's the case
耶稣的话会让我们去思想
So Jesus, we have to meditate on the word of God
好接下去
And we go on
好耶稣就说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着
Verse 6 he said Throw your net on the left side, right side of the boat and you will find some
他们便撒下网去竟拉不上来因为鱼甚多
When they did they were unable to hold the net in because of the large number of fish
我就觉得蛮奇怪的
And I find it strange
门徒在那么远哦
So the disciples were so far away
门徒都看不到哪一边有鱼。
They couldn't tell which side of the boat there would be a fish.
搞了一整个晚，一整晚上都没有的。
They worked all night. They didn't catch anything.
耶稣远在100公尺就说往右边撒网就有了。
So Jesus like 100 meters away and he could say that, you know, right side of the boat, you will find some.
我们承认自己没有的时候呢，神就要帮助我们。
As we admit that we don't have any, God will help us.
所以耶稣他不只是关心，他还去引导我们，引导门徒。
Jesus didn't just care for them, he actually guided them and helped them.
好，所以门徒听了这个话呢，一抓上来就有很多鱼了。
So this disciple heard it, they throw the net and then they caught a lot.
哎，这个时候，这个有人就说，哎，这个是主耶稣哦。
So some people say, oh, that's the Lord.
这个彼得就很兴奋，他就立刻就穿上衣服，跳到水里面，就游到岸上来了。
So Peter was so excited that he actually wrapped himself with the outer garment, and then he jumped into the water.
好，然后他们就上岸了，发现原来上面已经有火了，有鱼了，有饼了。
So when they landed, they actually saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
这是我们看到耶稣讲的第三句话。
And the third thing Jesus said to them.
耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。”
Bring some of the fish you have just caught.
我在想，耶稣自己有鱼，为什么要找门徒呢？
So because Jesus already got some fish, why did he want the disciple to catch some?
我发现耶稣非常随和。
So Jesus is an easygoing person.
耶稣到处讲道。
So he preached anywhere he goes.
如果有人预备筵席，他就吃咯。
He will enjoy whoever prepared a feast for him.
如果大家都没有预备，只有几个小朋友预备五饼二鱼，那就大家分着吃咯，五千人吃饱咯。
So if no one has anything but a little kid with this five loaves and two fish, then he will share it to like 5,000 or 7,000 people.
然后现在在这个时候，七个门徒忙了一整夜，什么都没有的时候，耶稣就说：“我来，我来预备。”
So the seven disciples worked all night, they didn't catch anything. Then Jesus said, "Here I will prepare for you."
你没办法预备，神说：“我来帮你。”
And they could not prepare for themselves, so Jesus said, I will prepare for you.
那你想问，这个鱼是不是预备的不够呢？
So do you think that Jesus had not got enough fish?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
在他凡事都能啊。
To him, everything is possible.
诶，我就觉得哦，很特别，耶稣不缺，可是他就跟门徒说，拿几条鱼来。
Jesus didn't lack anything, but he said to the disciple, bring some of the fish you just caught.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说你也可以帮忙啊。
So you can help as well.
今天早上预备早餐呢，我算你也有预备。
The breakfast I prepared today, you are part of it.
好，你跟旁边的说，你可以帮忙啊。
So tell your neighbor, you can help as well.
耶稣想你参与的。
So Jesus want you to take part.
好，所以其实耶稣不需要，可是他邀请我们可以参与。
Jesus doesn't need our help, but he invites us to help him.
好，那接着呢，这个彼得就去把网拉到岸上呢，就发现有153条鱼哦。
So Peter got into the boat, and then they found out that the fish there were 153.
好，耶稣说你们来吃早饭吧。
So Jesus said, come and have breakfast.
好，这个时候没有人敢说话了。
But no one dared say anything.
因为他们知道这个是主耶稣哦。
Because they knew that it was the Lord Jesus.
好，我要先讲呢，就是神只是让门徒参与预备早餐，那接着呢，耶稣预备完了，大家一起吃。
So the Lord allowed his disciple to take part in preparing for the breakfast, and then everyone joining the breakfast.
彼得游泳爬上来，这个早上一定是很冷的。
So you know the morning the sea the Peter just swam, and then it must be very cold.
哦，但是耶稣就预备了炭火，就让他可以取暖。
So Jesus prepared the fire of a burning coal so that he can keep himself warm.
门徒没有鱼，他预备鱼。
So the disciple didn't get any fish, so he prepared fish.
门徒饿了，他也预备饼。
So the disciple were hungry, he prepared bread.
这个就是耶稣在我们身上的恩典。
That's the grace of God in our life.
然后大家都知道这个是主。
So they all knew that it was the Lord.
我想有两个原因。
I think there was two reasons.
因为在路加福音第五章有类似的情景，就是耶稣叫门徒把船开到水深之处。
There was in Mark chapter 5, he talks about that the Jesus asked the disciple to take the boat into the deep.
那时候彼得还蛮骄傲的，就说我们搞了一天都没有了，你怎么会有呢？不过你这样说，我就试试看看你有多厉害。
And Peter was quite proud and said, "We worked all night, we didn't catch anything, but because at your word, I will do so."
结果一拉上来，居然是满满的鱼。
And then they got a large fish as well, a lot of fish.
这个时候不知道为什么，神的同在降临，彼得就跪下来说：“ 主啊，我是个罪人。
The presence of God filled him, and then immediately he says, "Oh Lord, I'm a sinner."
现在一样的场景又来了。
It's the same scenario here.
搞了一整晚都没有。
They worked all night. They didn't catch anything.
现在耶稣一说，立刻又有。
And at Jesus' command, they immediately got a lot of fish.
哦，所以他们知道这个人是主耶稣的。
So they knew it's the Lord.
第二个是这个153条鱼。
And here, 153 fishes.
好，我们放那个 PPR。
Can we have the PowerPoint?
就是由希伯来文的文字是很特别的。
You know, the Hebrews is a special language.
这个153条呢，这个是从右边读到左边去的。
It's from the, read from the right to the left.
就是 Ani Adonai.
Ami Adonai.
就是我是主的意思。
That means I am Lord.
所以他们对这个字是很有反应的。
So they have that strong prompting with this number.
所以他知道是主啊。
So they knew it's the Lord.
这时候他们就呆呆的了。
So they were shocked.
好，那接下去他们就，接下来耶稣又说话了。
As then Jesus went on talking.
好，这个耶稣就把饼呢拿给他们吃。
So Jesus gave them the bread.
就把饼给他们吃。
So Jesus came and took the bread.
好，就耶稣叫他们来吃早餐。
Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast.
他们就不敢拿。
But they dare not to touch it.
耶稣说，哎，我拿给你了。
So Jesus said, here comes.
吃吧，吃吧，吃吧。
And gave it to them, gave them the bread.
你看，神呢，看顾到底。
So God cares to the end.
你做的好不好啊
？Whether you have done it good or bad，
耶稣关心我们。
Jesus cares about us。
把网撒在右边。
Cast the net on the right side of the boat。
指引我们。
He guides us。
然后接下去呢，这个彼得的衣服湿了，那就炭火来让他温暖。
Because,
第三个。
Peter was soaking wet, so he got this burning coat to warm him up.
然后饿了累了，就让他可以吃饼吃鱼。
So they were hungry, they were tired, so that they can have a fish and then they have bread.
然后第五个，邀请你一起参与，一起来预备早餐。
And invite you to join and take part and have breakfast together.
然后吃完还叫你来吃哦。
And they even he even gave the breakfast to them.
你不好意思拿，耶稣说来啦，吃吧，吃吧。
They dare not to touch it, but then Jesus say, I will give you the bread.
这就是耶稣的看顾。
So that's the care of Jesus.
其实门徒这一群人已经走到一个生命当中非常低的点。
The disciple came to the lowest point of their life.
身心俱疲。
They were totally exhausted.
但是耶稣看顾到底。
But the Lord cares till the end.
我要请大家留意一下第十四节。
I want you to pay attention to verse 14.
耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciple after he was raised from the dead.
这个第三次呢是用约翰福音这一卷书来算叫第三次。
According to the Gospel of John, that's the third time.
用四福音来看呢，其实呢耶稣已经出现了八次了。
But in the whole four books of the gospel, Jesus had appeared eight times.
我在这里要特别强调呢，这是他第五次来见彼得。
I want to emphasize this is the fifth time he appeared to Peter.
我要先读一段经文给大家听，马可福音的16章第7节。
I want to read Mark chapter 16 verse 7.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
But go tell his disciple and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you.
这个是主耶稣一复活的时候第一个向抹大拉的玛利亚显现所说的。
That's the first time Jesus appeared to Mary. That's the first thing he said.
他就说呢，我要跟门徒在加利利约好的地方见。
So he will meet his disciple in Galilee as he had told them.
这个是耶稣的计划。
So that's the plan of Jesus.
耶稣的想法。
That's the thoughts of Jesus.
我这次发现呢，计划变了。
But he has changed his plan.
我们来看一下这个图表。
Let's look at this the table.
简单来讲，第一天他就找西门彼得单独谈了。
So the first day he actually appeared to Jesus, Simon Peter himself.
好，你们拍照回去自己研究经文一下。
You can take a photo and then you can study at home.
然后接着就像十个使徒显现了。
Then he appeared to 10 apostles.
但是那时候多马不在，所以呢，八天之后又像十一个使徒显现了。
But because Thomas was not there, so the eighth day he appeared to 11 apostles.
第四次在加利利的山上显现。
And then the fourth time he appeared on the Mount of Galilee.
就是你看马太福音28章讲大使命之前的第16节，他们到了耶稣所约定的山上，在加利利见面了。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 that they to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
你想这有什么问题呢？
So what's that? Is there any problem here?
耶稣说我会上十字架三天后复活他预言讲了三次
So Jesus said three times that he would go to the cross and he would be crucified and rose from the dead
然后真的就复活了
So he did rise from the dead
这里也显现那里也显现
So he appeared here and there
十七节
And then verse 17
然而还有人疑惑
But some doubted
这十一个门徒还有人疑惑
Among the 11 the apostles some doubted
那个人是谁啊
Who was that?
啊，这个应该是有一些人，不是只有一个人，还有几个门徒是有疑惑的。
So some, still some of them doubted.
疑惑什么呢
？What did they doubt about?
就是我还要继续往前走吗
？Should I still go on?
或者耶稣会要我吗
？Does Jesus still want me?
我们不认他耶，他会要我吗
？We denounce him. Does he want us?
这是第四次见面的问题。
That's the questions for their fourth encounter.
这个时候就是为什么耶稣第五次来加利利海边来找他了。
That's why Jesus appeared at the Sea of Galilee, the fifth time.
他一定要把这个疑惑解决掉。
He wants to solve and dismiss this doubt.
这个疑惑主要是从彼得来的。
And the doubt mainly is in Peter.
彼得在想，我当着耶稣的面背叛他。
So Peter was saying that he betrayed Jesus before him.
当耶稣被抓起来然后有人说彼得是跟他同伙的时候彼得说我不认识他
And then when Jesus was taken then someone said that, Oh Peter was with the same gang with Jesus But he said no I didn't know this person
那时候耶稣转过头来看着他
And Jesus actually turned around and looked at Peter
然后彼得就出去痛哭
And Peter went out and wept
曾经我话讲得那么满
So before, I just so proud of myself.
我跟耶稣说，所有人都不认你，我还是会认你的。
I said to Jesus that everyone can desert you, but I will never disown you.
主啊，我就是跟你同死，我也是愿意的。
Oh Lord, I can even die with you.
但是他就当着耶稣的面说，我不认识你。
But before every eye of Jesus, he disowned Jesus.
这就是为什么耶稣特别要再来跟他谈过。
That's why Jesus made that special trip to see him.
我们进到第二个部分。
Now is point two.
爱主有限，主托付到底。
Limited love, the Lord entrusts till the end.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
Verse 15, when they have finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs.
这里面有两个爱。
So there are two love here.
在原文来讲，耶稣问的是，你可以用完全的爱来爱我吗？
In the original text, actually, Jesus was asking, can you love me with agape, with this complete love?
这个爱就是神爱世人的爱。
That's the love that God loves the whole world.
就是耶稣既然爱世间属他的人，他就爱他们到底的爱。
So it's the love that Jesus loved the whole world. He loves them till the end.
这个爱就是爱，是恒久忍耐又有恩慈的爱。
It's the love that is patient, that is kind.
耶稣说：“你可以，你对我有完全的爱吗
？”So Jesus was asking Peter, "Do you have that complete love towards me?"
彼得说：“主啊，我对你是朋友的爱。”
And then Peter was saying to Jesus, I have only the brotherly love towards you.
Phileo 的爱。
Phileo's love.
前面那个叫 agape 的爱。
The first one is agape.
所以你对我有完全爱吗
？Do you have complete love towards me?
彼得说，我只有朋友之爱。
But then Peter was saying that I only have the love as a friend.
耶稣说，那你喂养我的小羊吧。
Then Jesus said, feed my lamb.
这个小羊就是一些刚信主的人。
So these lambs are those who just came to Christ.
你就喂灵粮给他们吃吧。
You just feed them spiritual food.
这耶稣第一次问。
So that's the first questions of Jesus.
耶稣又问一样的问题。
Again, Jesus asked the same question.
一样的问题。
The same question.
你对我有完全的爱吗
？Do you have complete love towards me?
彼得说，我对你是朋友之爱。
And then Peter say, I only have this friendly love towards you.
你知道彼得很心虚的。
You know that Peter, in his heart, he was like, he didn't know what to say.
他如果他说对我对你是有完全的爱
If he say, yes, I do have that complete love towards you.
他可能想到说耶稣立刻问说那那一天是怎么一回事啊
Then he was thinking, maybe Jesus was asking, what happened to that day that you disowned me?
所以他知道他做不到
So he knew he couldn't do it.
所以耶稣在问他的时候他就说我对你的就是朋友的爱
That's why when Jesus asked him, he said, I only have this friendly love towards you.
耶稣听了就说你牧养我的羊。
Then Jesus said, "You feed my lambs."
这个牧养不是喂养。
So this is not just feeding.
这个就是说，那你就来照管，你来管理，来带领我的这些信主比较久的信徒。
That means you need to look after, care for them, those who have come to Christ for a longer period of time.
第三次，耶稣又再问他。
The third time, Jesus asked again.
这时候，耶稣把句子改了。
So now, actually, Jesus changed the sentence.
他问用朋友之爱来问他。
He asked about this friendly love.
他说：“彼得，你爱我用朋友的爱吗
？”Can you love me with this friendly love?
你可以用朋友的爱来爱我吗
？Can you love me with this friendly love?
彼得一听到就，他就不知道该怎么回答了。
So Peter heard it. He didn't know how to answer.
因为他是信用破产的人。
Because his trust has gone bankrupt.
他觉得再也没有人相信他讲话了。
He think that no one ever trust him anymore.
所以他就答不出来。
So he couldn't answer Jesus.
最后他就跟耶稣说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
At the end, he said, "The Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
我不敢说是完全的爱，但是我可以用朋友的爱来爱你。
I dare not to say I can love you with complete love, but I can try to love you with this friendly love.
这时候耶稣就告诉他。
And then Jesus said.
如果你是朋友的爱也没有关系
It's still okay
那你就喂养我的羊吧
Then you feed my sheep
就是回到第一个点
Then you go back to the first point
第一点是喂养我的小羊
The first one is feed my lambs
那对于那些信主比较久的那些大羊呢如果你只是能喂那你就喂吧
If for those who are being mature if you can feed them you still feed them
也是可以的
It's still okay.
是可以的。
It's okay.
耶稣说我接纳你的。
Jesus say, I accept you.
好，耶稣在这里问了三个问题。
So Jesus asked three questions here.
问了三次。
There's questions he asked three times.
三次在圣经里面代表了就是最高的意思。
So number three in the Bible means a supreme, the highest.
就是圣哉圣哉圣哉一样。
That means holy, holy, holy.
表示神是最圣洁的。
That means God is the most holiest.
这里也是问了三次。
Here he asked three times.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更多吗
？Do you love me more than this?
我这次在读经的时候，发现耶稣这样问、这样答的时候呢，还有另外一个意思。
As I was reading the scripture, I realized that when Jesus asked and then said these things, there was another meaning to it.
耶稣知道彼得不敢见他。
Jesus knew that Peter dared not to meet him again.
所以耶稣改变计划就一直的来找他。
So Jesus changed his plan and then kept going to see, appear before Peter.
然后再沟通。
And then he wanted to talk to him again.
他说你喂养我的小羊。
You feed my sheep.
他意思其实在说彼得我要你。
So he was saying to Peter, Peter, I want you.
我要你。
I want you.
你说我的爱只有朋友之爱啊。
You say, I only have this love for friends.
他说彼得我要你。
But Jesus still say, yes, Peter, I want you.
他说彼得你真的只是用朋友之爱 来爱我吗
?So Peter, really you love me with this love for your friends? It's the same?
他说就算是朋友之爱。我也要
and,
我也要你。
And Jesus said, even so, I want you.
你帮我。
You help me.
你帮我。
You help me.
你有多少神都要。
God will want whatever you have.
你有多少只要你愿意给神多神都要。
However much you have, God still wants you.
这是约翰福音的最后一次耶稣跟彼得的对话。
So it's the last conversation of Jesus and Peter in the Gospel of John.
我发现耶稣没有告诉彼得说：“彼得啊，你要去传福音哦。”
So John, Peter, Jesus never tell Peter that you need to go to evangelize.
啊，他也没有交代彼得说：“彼得，你要好好读经，那以后可以写彼得前后书这样子。”
He didn't say you study the scripture well so that you can write the first Peter and second Peter.
这些事情彼得 这些事情耶稣没有交代，彼得都做了。
Jesus never told Peter to do these things.
但是在牧养这件事，
But in discipleship,
耶稣跟彼得说，你有多少，摆上多少。
Jesus told Peter, whatever you have, you need to give all.
如果你只能够来牧喂养那些刚信主的人，那你就喂养刚信主的人啊。
If you can only feed those who are new believer, you just feed them.
你说我旁边这些都是已经信主很久没有入小组的人啊。
But the people around me, they are mature believers, but they do not join any cell group.
没关系，来你就喂他们吃吧。
But you still invite them to come and then you feed them.
你说我不懂得怎么牧养。
You say, I don't know how to disciple.
就说不用了，你就喂养就可以了。
No, it's okay. You just feed them.
重点是耶稣跟彼得说：“彼得，我要你。”
The key thing is Jesus was telling Peter, "I want you."
我邀请你来。
I invite you to come.
你来帮我。
You come and help me.
这就是第二大段所讲的。
That's the second part.
彼得的爱是有限的。
Peter's love to the Lord is limited.
但是主三次的托付。
But the Lord entrusted to him three times.
主托付到底。
The Lord entrusts till the end.
耶稣对彼得说，他也是对我们所有人说的。
Jesus was talking to Peter. He was telling everyone today.
能做多少算多少。
Whatever you can do, you just do.
如果这只羊跑了，没关系啊。
If one of your sheep has gone, that's okay.
那是主耶稣的羊啊。
That's the flock of Jesus.
主耶稣会找别人照顾他的。
Jesus will find someone else to look after the sheep.
但是另外有一只羊又从别的地方跑来了。
But then you have another sheep coming from another place.
那你就照顾他啊。
Then you look after the sheep.
他喜欢来，你就照顾他啊。
They want to come, then you look after them.
他听了进去，你就教他啊。
If they can take in your words, then you need to teach them.
他不想听就走了，没关系啊。
If they don't want to listen, then let them go.
因为羊是耶稣。
Because the sheep all belongs to Jesus.
你说我信主没有多久。
He said, I'm just a new believer.
其实不用很久的。
You don't need to believe in Jesus for a long time.
我信主一年就做小组长了。
I was a cell leader just one year after I became a Christian.
我做小组长已经22年了。
And I've been a cell leader for 22 years.
就抱住几个原则就可以了。
I only hold on to few principles.
好，像我太太说的。
Just like my wife was telling me.
厕所洗干净一点。
You clean up your toilet.
然后有什么零食就拿出什么零食出来。
Then share whatever snack you got.
想来的就来。
And whoever wants to come, they will come.
不想来的也没有，也就算了。
If they don't want to come, that's okay.
我们没有欠他的。
We don't owe them anything.
我们没有欠那些羊的。
We do not owe these sheep.
我们愿意服侍他，他来很好啊。
We want to serve them, they come along, that's good.
他对我们的服侍不满意，他要找另外一家请便。
If they are not happy with our discipleship, they want to go somewhere else, that's fine.
我们拿出我们的心出来，我们有多少神都要的。
We just do it with our hearts and then we just give whatever we have.
你说我搞来搞去就是搞那几招，可以啊。
You say, I only have few things to share, that's still okay.
好，我就只有这样子，这个神都纪念的。
That's all I have, but God remembers everything.
神跟彼得说，你不要觉得自己一定要怎样，你有多少都摆多少，我要你。
So Jesus was telling Peter, don't care about how much you got, you just give whatever you have.
第三个，随意往来，主呼召到底。
Part three, going wherever wanted, the Lord's calling lasts till the end.
十八节，我实实在在告诉你们，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Verse 18, very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted, but when you are old and you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
这里有一个字要注意，就是随意的意。
Here it says that wherever you desire, you wanted.
就是你年轻的时候随自己的意愿，这个意愿呢，到处走来走去的。
So when you were younger, you went wherever you wanted. That means you just go wherever you like.
但是你年老的时候呢，人要把你束上带子，到你不愿意的地方。这个不愿意是同一个字的。
So when you were old, you will stretch out your hand, and then people will lead you somewhere you do not want to go. So they are the same word.
耶稣跟彼得说，你以前都是自己想做什么就做什么。
Jesus was telling Peter, you did what you wanted before.
但是我告诉你，有一天你会变的。
But I tell you, one day you will change.
有一天你会为着我，然后去到你不愿意的地方。
One day you will, for my sake, you will go wherever you do not want to.
然后这个时候， 彼得就问旁边那个就是约翰啊，就说那他呢，他以后怎样呢？
So and then Peter asked the person next to him, which was John, and say, how about him? What is that to him?
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干？
And then Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?
这个我若要的要呢，其实就是那个愿意的愿意，是同一个字的。
So here I want him, so it's the same as what we just talked about, want.
就是我若愿意他等到我来的时候与你何干？
If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to do with you?
所以跟随主呢，他是有一条路的。
So there is a way to follow God.
一开始是我们做我们想要做的。
In the beginning, we did what we want.
但是有一天，当我们灵命成熟到一个程度的时候，我们就是做神想要我们做的。
And then one day we mature, we will do what God wants us to do.
即便这个是我们不想做的，但是有一天我们懂神的安排最美好，我愿意跟上去。
Even though we don't want to do it, but one day we understand the will of God, we are willing to follow the way of God.
然后在第十九节，这个耶稣就对彼得说：“你跟从我吧。”
So and then verse 19, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me."
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
我要请在啊，大家再看一个表。
We look at another table.
耶稣对彼得呢，其实有四次的呼召。
So basically, Jesus called Peter four times.
第一次他就跟这个彼得说，在马可福音说，来跟从我，我叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 17, come follow me, I will send you out to fish for people.
你知道为什么会有第二次呼召吗？
Do you know why he called him second time?
就是呼召完就跑了。
Because they ran away.
你跑了，所以耶稣又叫你了。
So you ran away and then Jesus called you again.
然后他就带他去打鱼。
So he took them to a fish.
叫他把船开到水深之处。
And asked them to take out the boats to the deep.
然后神迹就发生了。
And a miracle happened.
然后他们就撇下所有就跟从了耶稣了。
So they left everything and followed him.
其实第一次他已经撇下了，但是又再捡回来。
So the first time they did leave everything, but then they pick up everything again.
所以这次再把捡回来的再撇下。
And then they have to left everything they pick up before.
然后到今天的经文，他第三次就跟他说：“你跟从我吧。”
And then now the third time in this scripture, follow me.
然后这个时候彼得还问说：“那跟我一起。”一起信主的那个，跟我一起读学房的那个是怎样呢？
And then Peter was still asking, how about the guy who came to Christ with me together? And then how about the one who joined the Bible school with me together? What about him?
耶稣说，关你什么事？
And then Jesus was saying, what is that to do with you?
你跟从我吧。
You must follow me.
四次的跟从。
Four times Jesus called him.
这个四在圣经里面呢，它就代表的是一个全地。
Number four in the Bible actually represent the whole earth.
就是东西南北四个方向。
That means four corners of the earth, the east, the west, the south, and the north.
不管你在东南西北，神都呼召你。
In four corners of the earth, God is calling you.
这个四也代表春夏秋冬。
And it also represent four seasons.
就是一年四季，神都呼召你。
God calls you four seasons of the year.
总之呢，神就是看上我们。
So God really chooses us, picks us.
他就说来跟从我。
So he says, come follow me.
我对你有计划。
I have a plan over your life.
我对你有蓝图。
And I have a blueprint for your life.
你要得人如得鱼的。
You have to fish for people.
神就一步一步的带领。
So God has been leading step by step.
只是彼得就一直逃，一直的又回来。
So Peter was running away, but then he keeps coming back as well.
回来了又逃，逃了又回来了。
So he came back and then he ran away and then he came back again.
原本耶稣觉得我复活后呢，我找个日子约你在加利利山见面的。
So Jesus was planning to meet them in the Mount of Galilee when he rose from the dead.
但是彼得他的羞耻感太强。
But Peter had that strong sense of shame.
他不敢见耶稣。
He dared not to meet Jesus.
所以复活的第一日，耶稣立刻就跟他单对单谈话了。
So on the first day of resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter alone.
然后接着是整个门徒小组的一起的聚集。
Then later on is the whole disciple cell group meeting.
一次两次。
Once and then twice.
然后接着又到加利利的山上。
And then to the Mount of Galilee.
再一次。
Once again.
还是不行。
No, he still can't do it.
所以耶稣就再来。
So Jesus appeared again.
你说会不会还有下一次呢？
Do you think there will be another time?
如果彼得又跑掉，我相信耶稣还是会找个地方再找他的。
So if Peter had run again, then I think that you know Jesus would have appeared to him again.
感谢神，就是在这一次呢，彼得就完全翻转了。
But thank God, during that time, Peter was completely transformed.
他发现说，我这么糟，耶稣还要我耶。
And he realized I'm such a terrible person, but still, Jesus wants me.
耶稣要我的。
Jesus wants me.
你们这六个跟着我打鱼的，耶稣要我耶。
The six disciples you went fishing with me, do you know Jesus wants me?
耶稣呼召我。
Jesus calls me.
耶稣，我觉得做耶稣是不容易的。
I think it's really hard to be Jesus.
我在想，我如果是耶稣的话呢，就应该会跟彼得算账的。
If I were Jesus, I would brought Peter to account.
就你那天是怎么回事？你让我很伤心呐。
Do you know that day? What happened to you? You really, really break my heart.
但是现在状况是，彼得很羞耻，然后耶稣还要帮助他。
But the reality is Jesus, Peter was in great shame, but then Jesus went to help him.
就是说耶稣自己是，就是受伤的是耶稣，可是还要辅导那个伤害他的。
Jesus was the one being hurt, but then he went to counsel the one who hurt him.
就是帮助他，你伤害我之后不要那么大的定罪，我还是要用你的。
So you have hurt me, but don't condemn yourself, I'm coming to help you. I still want
you.是一个很厉害的小组长。
He's such an outstanding, amazing cell leader.
好，这就是耶稣。
So that's Jesus.
这就是耶稣的爱。
That's the love of Jesus.
耶稣在我们各种状况，他都会帮我们的。
Jesus will help us in all circumstances.
我们如果觉得耶稣爱我们
，If we think that Jesus loves us,
我们可以回应他的。
We can respond to him.
我们可以回应他的。
We can respond to him.
你说我还没有预备好啊
？You say that I'm not ready.
我好像。什么也不会啊
I don't know anything.
耶稣说没有关系你就把耳朵借给他听他讲话就可以了
It's okay, you just, you know, listen to Jesus.
我不是也烤鱼跟饼给你吃吗
I have a grilled fish and bread for you.
他来你就请他吃饭就可以了
Then you invite them to come along and have a food.
然后我们就会越来越认识耶稣
Then we will come to know Jesus more and more.
好最后用一个见证来做结束
I want to conclude with a testimony.
我九六年信主
I came to Christ in year 1996
然后一年就当小组长了
Then I became a cell leader a year after
其实也很多都不懂的嘛
I didn't know much at the time
但是很多都不懂神也会带的
But God still continued to use me and lead me
这里面发生了很多的问题
There were a lot of problems
我工作有很大的问题
I came across a lot of problems at work
以前的主管就放话说我回到这个部门我第一个要把王建胜干掉
The previous supervisor was saying that when he go back to this department he will immediately fire me
我想你回来再说吧
Then I think oh
结果他真的回来了
Wait until you come back and he did come back
我有很艰难的时刻
I had such a hard time
我有很多错误的观念
I had a lot of wrong concepts
我们不想有孩子
We didn't want to have babies.
哎，但是耶稣就说不行，你们需要有小孩的。
But then Jesus said, "No, you need to have your own biological children."
我们对婚姻很绝望。
We were hopeless about marriage.
好，那但是耶稣就帮助我们。
But Jesus helped us.
好，我们最近刚过了25周年的结婚周年。
We just celebrated 25th wedding anniversary.
好，我本来想说撑个。五年应该就不错了。
In the beginning, we just thought we would just last like 5 years.
然后耶稣是全方面看顾的。
And Jesus cares for us in all areas.
左边这张照片是我2015年的时候得了肺部有问题，搞到命都快没的，的照片。
So that's in 2015 when my lung was got some problem, and that's the X-ray.
我得的是 MRSA 抗药性金黄葡萄球菌
I was infected with MRSA
这个是我去年的相片
And that's the x-ray last year Taken last year
医生就告诉我
The doctor told me
得过 MRSA 的一定会有疤痕的
Those who had been infected with MRSA their lung would be scarred
他说你这一张呢从我专业角度你是没有得过 MRSA 的
From my professional point of view Now you have never been infected with MRSA
这是一个全然的医治啊
That's a complete total healing
好，为什么会搞成这样呢
Why would I end up like that?
因为以前在香港就长成这样。
Because that was me in Hong Kong before.
当然会得那个病啦。
Of course you will have that kind of a sickness.
那耶稣就管教我啊。
So Jesus disciplined me.
所以就要乖乖运动啊。
So I had to do exercise.
对，所以要练身体。
So I have to do this physical training.
今年目标是练成六块肌。
Now I want to have this, you know, this muscle in my tummy.
你们看这个相片。
Look at that picture of Pastor Anna.
这个妹妹是蛮年轻的哈。
That lady looks very young.
上个礼拜在台北拍的。
That was last week, taken last week in Taipei.
这一张是十年前的。
And that was taken like 10 years ago.
服侍神会变年轻的耶。
When you serve God, you look even more younger.
神会使我们如鹰返老还童的。
God will renew our strength like eagle.
好。服侍神会变瘦的。
And when you serve God, you know, you look skin, you
look 会变年轻的。
And you get more young.
会变恩爱的
and then you'll be more loving towards each other.
因为神他不是叫我们一直做工啊
God doesn't want us to work and work and work.
神要我们帮助人的夫妻关系
God wants us to help others' marriage relationship.
可是我自己都搞不定啊
But my marriage relationship is not good.
神说我帮你
God say I will help you.
我教你怎么搞
I will teach you what to do.
当你关系好的时候你就可以帮助人的
When your relationship is settled, then you can help others.
我96公斤的时候到处走来走去的
When I was 96 kilograms then I walk around
神就说那我也帮你咯
And God said I will help you
我就管教你哦
I will discipline you
把你送到隔离病房去咯
I sent you to the isolation room
隔了二十几天
After 20 odd days
出来就乖乖的
Then I start to behave myself
乖乖的运动
Then I will do exercise
身体就会比较健康
Then my health comes back
神就看顾我们
God looks after us.
你说我只有这么多
I only have that much.
没关系这个就可以开始来做牧养了
Then you can start discipleship with that much.
今天Vincent 讲见证的时候他就说我就叫我们的工人一定要来六一聚会啊
Just like Vincent's testimony, he only wants his domestic helper to come to 611.
其他的他也做不了对不对
He couldn't do anything else.
好这个菲律宾的姐姐会对他好还是不好不知道的
He didn't know whether the domestic helper would be good or bad to him
然后他会不会起来做小组长不知道的
He didn't know whether the domestic helper would rise up to be a cell leader
我们起个头神就把它做完了
We make a start and God will do the rest
其实呢我们也做不了什么
Actually we can't do much
我们做不了什么
We can't do much.
耶稣自己可以完全的搞定。
Jesus could have done it all.
但是他邀请我们。
But he invites us.
你来帮我啊。
You come and help me.
你来帮我啊。
You come and help me.
我算你一份。
I will count your
你说我以前做的都是不好的。
But everything I did before was wrong.
丢人啊。
You were shameful.
丢人啊。
You were shameful.
耶稣说没关系。
But Jesus said it's okay.
再来。
We start again.
再来。
Start again.
有多少算多少。
Whatever you have is still okay.
我算你一份。
I will count you as a part.
我们一起来敬拜我们的神。
Let's all worship our God.
So my eyes to you.
I want to, in the name of Jesus, call to those who have not received Jesus in your heart.
我奉耶稣基督的名来呼召你， 把耶稣接到心里，成为你一生的救主。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to call you to receive Jesus into your life to be the savior of your life.
在我们当中还没有把耶稣接到心里的朋友。
For those who have not received Jesus in your heart,
我们的生活可能会遇到困难。
We'll have a difficulty in our life.
甚至我们旁边有一些人也遇到困难。
Or people around us have difficulty in their life.
我们帮不了自己。
We can't help ourselves.
我们也帮不了他们。
And we can't help them.
但是耶稣他看顾我们到底。
But Jesus cares for us till the end.
你愿意把耶稣接到你心里，成为你一生的救主的，我邀请你举起你的手来，我要为你来祷告。神要使你经历那美好的恩典。我看到了，还有吗？还有吗？把耶稣接到心里，成为你一生的救主。
If you are willing to receive Jesus into your heart to be the Savior,
他要兴起你。
Put your hand up.
在你一生的道路上。
In all your life,
满有神的恩典。
You are full of the grace of God.
还有吗？还有吗？
Anyone else?
领受耶稣基督的爱。
Receive the love of Christ.
领受耶稣基督的祝福。
Receive the blessing of Christ.
好，我看见了，我邀请举手的到前面来。
I invite you to come to the front.
神要来帮助你。
God wants to help you.
神要透过你要帮助你的家庭。
God wants to help your family.
我们赶快到前面来。
We invite you to come to the front.
神要帮助你。
God wants to help you.
当你愿意走出来的时候，
As you are willing to come to the front,
你会跟我们一样。
You will be just like us.
要经历神极其美好的恩典。
You will experience amazing grace from God.
感谢神，感谢神。还有吗？我们赶快到前面来。神看顾你到底。
God cares for us till the end.
神爱你到底。
God loves you to the end.
当你什么都没有办法的时候，他会出手来帮助你。
When you are completely helpless,
他要用你来帮助别人。
He will use you to help others.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
赶快出来领受耶稣基督的爱。
Come and receive the love of Christ.
领受耶稣基督的恩典。
Receive the grace of Christ.
我们感谢神，我们请 Stella 来带他们来做祷告。
好，请大家眯埋眼，跟住我一句一句祷告。主耶稣，多谢你爱我。
主耶稣，多谢你爱我。
今日我打开我的心，
今日我打开我的心，
请你住在我心里面，
请你住在我心里面，
我承认我是一个罪人，
我承认我是一个罪人，
请你原谅我，
请你原谅我，
由今日开始，
由今日开始，
你来带领我，
你来带领我，
祝福我，
祝福我，
多谢你，
多谢你，
听我的祷告，
听我的祷告，
奉耶稣基督的名，
奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
好，为到前面来到的弟兄姊妹感恩，我们带他到旁边继续祷告，继续的去服侍他们。好，其他弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我要呼召我们当中。
I want to call those.
你觉得你没办法牧养的。
You think that you can never disciple others.
牧养要时间啦。
It takes time to disciple.
每个星期要去上面嗰个小组，仲要自己开组啦。
You need to go to your, you know, your cell leader cell.
你话我冇办法，每个星期有2万出嚟啊。
And then you need to lead your own cell group. You can't have 2 nights out.
如果再去埋约书亚，即系3万啦。
If I want to join the Joshua
Cross, 你话呢个冇可能嘅。
That's impossible for me.
所以你觉得你我冇时间，我冇金钱，我冇精力，我冇恩赐。
If you think that you don't have the time, you don't have the, you have the energy, you don't have the money, or even you don't have the gifts.
有冇咁嘅嘢，弟兄姊妹啊
？Any brother and sister think like this？
就好似呢班门徒咁
，just like this disciples。
耶稣问佢哋：小子，你们有吃的没有
？He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish？
他们回答：没有。
No, they answered。
当你没有嘅时候
，when you have nothing，
神会请你食早餐嘅。
God will invite you for breakfast。
神会请你食早餐嘅。
God will invite you to breakfast。
所以我邀请，如果你冇谂过要牧养嘅。
If you have never thought of discipling others,
你觉得好艰难嘅。
You think it's so hard.
请你从座位上站啦。
We ask you stand from your seat.
神呼召你之前。
Before God calls you.
神托付你之前，佢先看顾你。
Before God entrusts to you, He will look after you.
佢会将时间俾你。
He will give you time.
佢会将精力俾你。
He will give you the energy.
佢会将心力俾你。
He will give you the heart.
佢会将金钱俾你。
He will give you the money.
主看顾到底。
The Lord cares till
今日其实就是向你发出这个邀请。
That's the invitation extends to you today.
你说我没有，我没有，我没有。
You say, I don't have this, I don't have that.
或者我以前的教会都不讲牧养的。
Or you say that my previous church never talk about this. I didn't have this.
但耶稣今日邀请你来。
But Jesus invites you today.
Come and have breakfast.
你来吃早饭。
你来。 佢将鱼同饼都递俾门徒。
He gave them the fish and the bread.
你们来吃早饭。
Come and have breakfast.
耶稣邀请你。
Jesus
invites you. 耶稣看顾你。
Jesus cares for you.
佢看顾你日常嘅需要。
He cares for your daily needs.
佢看顾你身体嘅需要。
He cares for your physical needs.
佢看顾你每一餐饭嘅需要。
He cares for your every meal.
我请你邀请神举起手嚟。
I ask that you lift up your hand.
就如同我冇啊
，just like I
have nothing. 我冇。我觉得我冇时间。
I think that I've got no time.
我自己都搞唔掂啊。
I can't even settle my life.
我点去教其他人呢
？How can I sort people out?
我自己都唔够用啊。
I haven't got enough.
我点样去帮其他人呢
？How can I help others?
我自己都冇啊。
I haven't got any.
我点样去俾人呢
？How can I give to others?
手系空空嘅。
We are empty-handed.
耶稣而家将饼同鱼摆喺你嘅手中。
Now Jesus gives bread and fish in your hand.
Take it. Receive it.
大家一齐嚟攞。
Take it. Receive.
大家一
齐嚟攞。做呢个动作 ，receive.
我哋一齐做呢个动作。
耶稣将个饼同鱼分喺你嘅手中，佢俾你饼，佢俾你鱼，你嚟同佢吃早餐，你嚟同佢吃早餐。耶稣今日邀请每一位站立嘅人，你嚟同耶稣吃早餐。耶稣
系
托付你之前，佢要看顾你。
Before Jesus,
佢看顾你
，He cares for you。
你站起嚟 ，take
it，you take it，
就系回应佢
，responding to him。
就是来报答他的爱
，and we pay his love，
踏出这一步
，take that step，
来同耶稣吃早餐
，come and have breakfast with Jesus，
他看顾你
，he looks after you，
他看顾你的需要
，he looks after your，
他看顾你日用的需要
，he looks after your daily， 他
看顾你甚至你早餐有冇得食，他都会看顾
，he cares for you whether you have breakfast or not。
呢个就是耶稣对你的看顾
，that's the care。
呢个就是耶稣的爱
，that's the love of Jesus。
起来牧养
，arise and disciple。
回
应他的爱，
起来牧养，报答主的爱
，arise and disciple。
我邀请我哋当中。你话我开始牧养啦，但系我冇组员或者我揾唔到，成日都系唔够组员嘅，我亦都邀请你站立。
I invite so that you do not have enough for cell member. You don't have any cell member.
当佢托付之前，
佢
看顾你。
He cares for you.
当佢要呼召你跟随佢之前，佢会先嚟托付你，佢会先将羊交俾你。
He will entrust to you his sheep.
佢会将羊交俾你。
He will entrust to you his sheep.
用爱嚟回应佢
，respond to his love。
我哋一齐举起手嚟
，let's lift up our hands。
呼求主嘅爱更多临到我哋
，cry out to have more God's love in our life。
如果你爱我
，if you love me，
你爱我比这些更多
，you love me more than this。
你牧养我嘅羊
，feed my lambs。
你牧养我嘅羊
，take care of my sheep。
你牧养我嘅羊
，and you take care of my sheep。
同耶稣呼求。
Receive and cry out to Jesus.
耶稣我要
Jesus, I want.
耶稣我要
Jesus, I want.
耶稣同你讲我要你
Jesus tells you that he wants you.
你来同我一起吃早餐
Come and have breakfast with me.
耶稣第二句话我要你
And then the second thing Jesus wants you.
我要你
I want you.
我要你来参与我的工我要你牧养我的羊我需要你
I need you. I want you to take part in discipleship.Respond to him.
为自己嚟祷告
，Pray for yourself.
回应佢，为自己嚟祷告
，Pray for yourself.
另外，我邀请我哋当中嘅小组长
，And I invite ourselves.
你觉得好乏力，你觉得好沮丧嘅
，You feel frustrated.
你觉得
亦
都你牧养得唔好嘅
，You think that your discipleship
is not good enough. 你亦都有俾得嗰种嘅内疚嘅
，You have that guilty feeling in you.
我邀请你站立
，I invite you to stand.
邀请你站立，你觉得我？牧养的时候我都俾唔到乜嘢俾组员嘅。你觉得我呢个小组长好唔称职嘅。你觉得我其实好内疚嘅。
You feel guilty about yourself.
好似淨係俾石头啲羊食嘅。
You like you feed your,
你觉得你冇咁嘅时间嘅。
You don't have that time.
今日耶稣同你讲你冇欠佢哋。
And then Jesus is telling you, you don't owe them anything.
你冇欠佢哋。
You do not owe them anything.
你冇欠佢哋
，You do not owe them anything.
You must follow me. 你嚟跟随我，你嚟跟随我。
Follow me.
你嚟跟随我，
you must follow me.
好唔好？我哋一齐举起手嚟，我哋回应耶稣。
Let's all stand.
耶稣，我听到你嘅呼召。
Jesus,
耶稣，我听到你嘅呼召。
I heard your calling.
我要嚟同你食早餐。
I want to have breakfast with
you. 我要从你手中接过鱼，接过饼。
I want to take fish and bread.
因为你看顾我。
Because you care for me.
我要嚟照顾你交俾我嘅羊。
I will take care of the sheep you
entrusted to me. 因为唔系靠我自己。
It's not by my own
strength. 呢啲系你嘅羊。
These are your sheep.
呢啲系你托管我嘅羊。
These are the sheep entrusted from you.
我要坚定嘅跟随你。
I will firmly stand
by you. 因为你嘅爱系爱我到底。
Because you love me till the end.
因为你嘅爱系唔计较、唔追债嘅爱。
Because your love never.
耶稣对你嘅爱系唔追债嘅爱。
The love that Jesus for you.
耶稣从来唔追我哋嘅债。
Jesus never takes us to account.
佢追彼得嘅债，
佢都唔追
我哋任何人嘅债。
He never take us to account.
我哋一齐站立。
Let's all stand.
我哋一齐嘅嚟祷告。
And let's all pray.
将你入边嘅内疚交俾神。
Surrender.
系啊，我哋每一个人，我哋都觉得喺牧养上我哋亏欠，觉得我喺牧养上我哋不足。
We think that we are not good enough.
甚至我哋当中嘅族长，我哋都会觉得。
Even in our MG leaders.
我哋好多嘅不足，
we are insufficient.
觉得我哋唔足够。
We think that we are not having enough.
但神唔好追我哋债。
But God never bring us to account.
我哋将我哋入边一切负面嘅感觉交俾神。
We commit all our negative emotions to God.
将我哋入边一切嘅内疚都交俾神。
Give God all our guilty feelings.
开口同神祷告。
Now pray to God.
主啊，你冇追我嘅债。
God, you
never take account. 你冇同我计较。
You didn't calculate with
me. 主啊，我就系要用牧羊嚟回报你嘅爱。
Now I want to repay your love through this.
主，我向你嚟呼求。
Lord, I cry out to you.
当你嘅爱触摸我嘅时候
，As your love touches me,
我就起嚟牧羊你嘅羊。
I will arise.
我起嚟牧羊你嘅羊。
I will arise.
我起嚟牧羊你。
I will feed your sheep.
主，我多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
系你呼召我。
You call me.
系你呼召我。
You call me.
我哋举起手嚟领受祝福。
Let's receive blessing.
耶稣，求你嘅爱临到我哋每一个。
Lord Jesus, may your love fill every one of us.
奉耶稣基督名祝福我哋每一个。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless everyone.
我哋领受耶稣嘅爱
，We receive the love of Christ，
阿加皮嘅爱
，The agape's love，
无条件嘅爱
，Unconditional love，
唔计较嘅爱
，The love that never counts the cost，
唔追债嘅爱
，The love that never brings others to account。
我哋领受
，We receive，
我哋就有能力去爱
，Then we have the strength to love，
我哋就能够起嚟牧养
，Then we can arise and
disciple， 牧养主嘅羊。祝福每一个，我哋今日领受啦。
Bless everyone as you receive。
我哋就放胆去牧养。
We boldly disciple others。
我哋就豁出去嘅去牧养。
Then we just let go of everything。
我哋就起嚟靠住主计俾我嘅能力去牧养。
Then we can disciple with the strength of the Lord。
听从主嘅呼召
，and follow his calling，
领受佢嘅托付
，receive his mission，
起嚟牧养
，arise and disciple，
牧养到底
，and disciple to the end。
奉耶稣基督祝福我哋每一个
，in the name of Jesus Christ， I bless everyone。
我哋嘅牧养不再一样
，our discipleship will never be the same，
系如同耶稣嘅牧养
，just like the discipleship of Jesus Christ，
系不费力嘅牧养
，is effortless，
不靠自己嘅牧养
，is the discipleship to rely on ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ。
好，祝福大家
，bless you all。
请新朋友嚟到台前
，we invite the newcomers to come to the front。
我哋有祷告服侍队去为每一个新朋友祷告
，we will have the prophetic prayer team。
亦都有我哋嘅童工攞住小蜜蜂
，and then we have the bumble bee。带
你参观我哋嘅教会
，we want to show you around our church。
祝福大家
，bless you all。
下星期见
，see you next week。